This phone call was made on May 25th of 2020. This is after I lost custody of the boys.
How are you doing, Ms. Catherine? I was calling Mrs. Speed. When you called the crisis hotline, did you have your son on you? I didn't call the crisis hotline. He didn't call. You need to do your job and investigate. Do you know anything about your son trying to kill himself? Or somebody trying to kill him?
He told me that his father put his hands around his sister trying to choke him and kill him. I have a recording. It happened in 2016, and no one has done anything about it. You guys go and investigate him. Pretty thankful for goes and investigate him. He said everything's fine. He tells you guys that I am mentally ill, and you all can take him by word of mouth, and that nothing is done about it. You all take him at face value. He makes everything look fine, and then you guys hang up on me and you blow me off. So I don't know why you're calling me, because, you know, nothing is done about it. All you do is hang up on me, blow me off, or talk down to me, and are condescending to me. I have done my job. I have followed the law, and I have reported this, and absolutely nothing is done about it. And then you call me and you question me and you ask me about it. And I've done exactly everything I am supposed to do. I have multiple recordings of Alex talking about his father harming him. My attorney, L.C. Martin-Seisman, did not. She failed to record it as evidence to the court during the custody trial, in case you're wondering. And after I found it, I have been trying to report it precinct 4, have a copy of it. And all you guys do is call me and question me about it. Tell me you've investigated, and when you've done absolutely nothing, all you've done is take him at face value. He recently admitted to me telling Alex when he was an infant to fuck off and saying it was 10 years ago and laughing about it. Now I understand that that's not against the law telling your child to fuck off. However, it is messed up and immoral, and just a sick thing to do, and the fact that anybody would think that's funny, I don't find anything funny about that. And yet, you guys go and investigate him, and he says everything is fine. And I have hundreds of recordings. I provided evidence of these recorded conversations to you guys. Many recorded conversations have provided evidence, and that you take him at face value without any substantial evidence. I have asked for a psychiatric evaluation.
Ms. Anthony. Ms. Anthony?
Yes.
So, your son told you that his father tried to choke him in 2016?
Yes, he did, and no one has done anything about it.
Okay, so when was the last time you saw your son, Ms. Anthony?
I haven't seen him in weeks. I was ordered supervised visitation. I've tried to report it to the domestic relations office. It is their policy, and they are mandated by the law to report any cases of child abuse. They don't do it. And I've tried calling them. I've played the recording for them over the phone. They have heard it, and they refuse to report it to CPS, which is actually going against their policy and also breaking the law. And now they show up with a bruise, and they've never reported it to you guys.
Do you think you know
this is about it?
Do you know the contract relations that for the violence center?
I'm sorry?
The contact person.
Her name is Gwen Adams. And when I've called them, the only thing they do is yell at me.
Gwen Adams.
Right, yes. Right, yes. I'm correct. For the life of me, I'm trying to understand how when I have done exactly what I'm supposed to do, I am the bad guy. I can't understand that. We are in a pandemic. I've been cut out of my kid's life. Okay? I've been accused of being mentally ill, and I passed the psych evaluation.
Have you attempted to modify your custody orders?
I don't have the money right now. I understand that. Not having money means I don't have rights. I understand that, and I understand that because I don't have money means that nobody in the facility cares about the safety and well-being of my children. I do. So, you know, at this point, money is the top side. And then you guys call me and you say you've done your job, but you call me and yet you haven't done your job. Clearly, you haven't done your job. Because my ex would not be telling me, I'm putting on the phone, yeah, I told Alex to fuck off, but it was 10 years ago, ha ha ha. Really? And you got to take it by word of mouth. I have that recording, and I can text it to you, by the way, in case you'd like to listen to it. But I understand you guys don't want to be inconvenient by something like that.
Ms. Ann.
I need to keep my I'm frustrated, and it's coming out, and I need to...
Ms. Anthony, so in 2016, when the disposition was ruled out with the investigation from CBS, it was the number on you and mailed out a letter saying that the case was ruled out. It was the number on the bottom of the paperwork that you could have called in regards to...
Nobody has done anything. The court was against me without any evidence submitted, okay? I provided far more evidence than he has provided as far as how abusive he is. And no one has done anything. Don't tell me you've done your job and you've ruled it out. You ruled out a child talking about his father, putting his hands around his throat, trying to choke him. How do you rule that out? I don't understand that. That doesn't make sense. You rule it out. You go ask him, did you do this? He says, no, I didn't. And then that's the case closed. Then you call me and you question me and you interrogate me. When I've done my job, and then you tell me case closed.
That was a number on the bottom of the disposition that if you did not agree with the ruling, then you could have called back and had the case in 2016 reevaluated. So the allegations that you're saying now that the father choked the son is still the allegations on the 2016. It's not a recent, like, something that happened.
If a parent puts their hands around a child's neck and tries to choke them, it is assault, okay? It is a crime. It is against the law. And
if you
call in and taken him by word of mouth and then call me and say, case closed, you have not done your job. You have failed.
I apologize. I said you know that way, Ms. Anthony. If I have any more questions, I will give you a call back, okay?
You guys need to do your job because I'm telling you, it will happen again. Those kids, my kids are not safe with him. And no one will listen to me, okay? And I'm trying to get something done about it before it. We are in a pandemic, okay? And he has an abusive history.
So we are in a pandemic. So this case that you're alleging is from 2016.
You guys haven't done anything. Don't sit there and tell me you've done something. You've done absolutely nothing. I don't care what you have to say. You've done absolutely nothing.
Okay, I apologize you feel that way. If you have any questions or concerns, do you still have the letter from 2016?
I do not have the letter from 2016.
Okay. I will give you a call back if I have any more questions, Ms. Anthony. Thank you.
This phone call was made on March 25th of 2020. This is after I lost custody of the boys. This was a phone call with a CPS caseworker. And my frustration is that they don't do anything. They say they've done their job, but they don't do anything. My ex-husband makes up all kinds of allegations, accuses me of dropping our child on his head twice, never reports it to CPS, never files a police report. I have filed a police report. I've made a number of calls to CPS. I've even provided the recording of my son talking about his dad trying to choke him and kill him. And unfortunately, there are not enough people in Harris County who really care if Carl Edward Anthony, who works at Hewlett-Packard as an electrical engineer with 3LS and a lab manager, unfortunately, no one in Harris County cares, except for me, if he decides to put his hands around our children's throat and choke them.